Recording and production. Rob Irish, musician, producer and co-founder of Darlington Collective Tracks, offers up a few tips on how to get the best out of your recording situation in the studio and at home. www.rob.irish. Working in a studio. When it comes to choosing a studio and an engineer to work with, the most important thing is being comfortable. Visit studios first or seek out pictures and testimonials. Practice. Studio time is expensive and isn't best spent sat working out your parts. Make sure you know what you want to play well in advance and that you've got it down. On the other hand, sometimes you find ideas and inspiration on the day when you're in the vibe, and it's a great opportunity to think freely and experiment. Just make sure the backbone is there first. Objectivity is crucial. Bands and artists can disappear down a rabbit hole very easily and can start to pile on unnecessary things and lose sight of the song or the end goal. Having a producer who's keeping an eye on the process and steering the ship means that's much less likely to happen. Be realistic with recording plans. It's all too common for artists, especially bands, to book in a day's recording and expect to lay down half an album, when in reality this doesn't account for a huge amount of the process. The setup time, multiple takes, changing setups for different songs or instruments, mixing, not to mention making sure there's time to enjoy yourself too. Always book more time than you need. As costly as it sounds, in an ideal world, recording only one or two songs max in a day ensures you'll get the time you need to sound the best that you can. Practice recording to a click. One of the biggest shocks new artists to the studio find is how difficult it is to stay in time if they've not done it before. The more comfortable and confident you can be in advance, the better your performance will be, and ultimately, the song. Finding production and mixing references to show your engineers can really help guide them to the sound that you're looking for. A word of caution though, going into a studio and just saying, "Make us sound like Tame Impala," could set you up for disappointment if you haven't thought through how you're actually going to achieve that sound. Other artists should only ever be inspirational, and you should always aspire to craft your own personal sound. Ask yourself whether it's solely studio time that you need, or whether you need writing and or production time too. Many producers are happy to write extra parts, but ensure they know that you'll be wanting to spend time writing or working with a producer separately to write the track, and treating studio recording as just the last step in the process to lay it all down. Don't forget about mixing and mastering time too. Your job as an artist is done when you leave the studio, but the engineer has still got to cut through all those tracks and turn them into a record. Bear in mind there may also be separate charges for mixing and mastering. They also often offer the choice of attended or unattended. Unattended is usually slightly cheaper, as it lets the engineer just do their thing. But attended can be fun to involve yourself in crafting the sound, have a say in choosing parts, and to learn about the process. Record your own demos if you can. For bands, that could be as simple as a phone in your practice room, or for solo artists, some basic recording gear and software at home can help you lay down some ideas. Recording at home. If you're able to experiment with your sound at home, you'll be able to decide what elements work for your music, and you'll ultimately approach that studio session with confidence and come out of it with a stronger song. There are plenty of really affordable recording solutions out there. All you need is a little interface, one mic, and some free recording software. The strength of songs is always in their musical ideas and performances. Don't be put off by the fact that you might not have some beautiful vintage tube mic or top-end mixing plugins, or even if you feel like you lack the skills and knowledge. The one important thing is that you start, feel inspired, and you can learn the rest along the way and build slowly. If in doubt, YouTube the heck out of everything. There is a tutorial for anything you could need. Google your way to victory. Find some musical friends who are happy to give you honest feedback on your songs. It's great to give your friends a listen, but they'll often find nothing but lovely positive feedback. Seek out a few more critical ears as well, those more likely to give you constructive feedback that you can improve with, and that way you can get a bit of both worlds. Good monitoring is a big deal. If you can't afford nice speakers to begin with, try investing in some decent over-ear headphones so you can really start to hear the details in your sounds. Don't try to produce and mix on laptop speakers. There's so much that you can't hear on them, especially lower frequencies. They might sound great at first, but on playing them back through a better system, you might get a shock. There are loads of ways you can improve the sound you get recording at home. Everything from using pop shields and reflection filters to putting up blankets and sound panels, or just choosing where to place the mic in the room to get the least reflections off the walls and ceilings for the crispest sound that you can.